Pretty emotional, obviously. It hit you?
It's very emotional. I think time caught up on me. I wanted to end that thing with thanking my best friend, Keenan, and I didn't get a chance to. So it's kind of bittersweet that I didn't get a chance to thank Keenan publicly. So that's why I'm doing it now. So really everyone can see how great and how important Keenan was to my success.
When you look back at your career and then to have this moment, does that kind of put a exclamation point on it for you?
It does. It does. But you well know, Dan, you know, the type of player that I was. I was never thinking about being in the Pride or making the Hall of Fame or anything. I just wanted to come to work, play football, and it's a privilege for us to play in the NFL. And it was a blessing for me, and I wanted to respect the game, and I played it with everything that I had.
Jimmy, why would this mean, does this mean more to you than potential Hall of Fame?
Mainly because this city, the owner Shad Khan, and these fans, my teammates, recognize what I've done in my career. I think it starts here before we go to the Hall of Fame. So that's why this is even more important than a Hall of Fame nomination or anything like that.
You played with and for all the other inductees.
Yes.
How special is that to share that with these five people?
Very special, mainly because, I was here before Fred. Actually here before Mark, I think. I'm not sure, but to see those guys go in there and to see me come along later, it makes it that much more special.
Jimmy, you've overcome a lot personally. Talk to me about that journey for you to get to this point.
Well, that journey has been tough, and it's not over yet. A friend was talking to me, and he mentioned that you are an all-pro at getting back up. And that's the message that I want to spread throughout to every kid, every Jacksonville fan, every adult, everyone. Be an all-pro at getting back up, because you're going to get knocked down.